Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, in God's News Behind the News, we talked about previously on VFN Radio about the giant mosquitoes. And Pat, I mean, he is fully equipped. I mean, if you ever saw a person walking around with mosquito traps and fly swatters, Pat has a nice blue one that he's been, I guess, using in the studio here. We must have got a mosquito. But in Florida.
Just trying to help you out, brother.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. As long as you don't hit me with it, we're okay.
I just got to ask what a mosquito trap is.
You know, the little...
Oh, the light thing that...
No.
That's a fly trap.
That's a buzzer thing.
That's a fly trap you're talking about. The little sticky thing?
The sticky tape.
That's a fly trap.
Thank you, Chris.
I do want to say, though, with the sticky tape, you don't want to put the sticky tape next to a doorway. Just for future reference, because people...
We'll get stuck in it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just future reference. Write that down.
Only tall people have to worry about that. So did you get stuck in it?
I just want to just be open and be transparent. You know.
Or next time that happens to you, can you please take a picture?
We don't put it next to your own doorway.
Oh, that's nice. But we're talking about these galley dippers, these huge, huge mosquitoes that we talked about would be invading. Are we done yet?
he's exercising his blue trap.
I see that.
He's got his blue trap.
I'm getting ready.
So they have invaded. They're here in Ocala, I believe.
Yeah.
And these things are huge. I want you to listen up. We're going to talk about this, but these things are big and they hurt.
Whether you're on a downtown stroll, eating lunch outside, or playing golf, this summer, you have a new friend to look out for. The state, considered by many to have the most bugs, is about to get a new tenant. A mosquito 20 times the size of the one you're used to that feeds day and night and has a sting some say feels like a poke from a knife.
We're used to the little tiny ones that go to the back of your knees, and this one's right in your face. It's aggressive. It's got a nasty bite.
Debbie Castle, a biologist at USF St. Petersburg, says the galley nipper mosquito first showed up after Tropical Storm Debbie. Experts believe the insect will invade Florida during the summer rainy season.
This thing's like a pterodactyl in the mosquito world. It's huge. For me, exciting. For most people, a little scary.
And for folks like Tom Steven, owner of the Buzz Off Mosquito Control, it means more work.
There's always a means to control mosquitoes. This mosquito, even though it's aggressive, we can still contain that mosquito by products that we have.
So bad news is this mosquito targets humans, animals, even fish with a sting that can penetrate clothing. But there is some good news. It eats the eggs of the mosquito we're used to, and it doesn't carry West Nile, encephalitis, or any other serious disease. Whether you're on a downtown stroll, eating lunch outside, or playing golf, this summer you have a new friend to look out for. The state, considered by many to have the most bugs, is about to get a new tenant, a mosquito 20 times.
Amazing.
20 times the size of a natural mosquito. They said it's the size of a quarter. You know how huge that is? We're going to have a picture available for you.
Pterodactyl size.
A pterodactyl size, she said.
You got to get some more DEET for that.
Listen, they said cover yourself in DEET. They said cover yourself in DEET.
Get you a bigger trap.
Get you a bigger trap. Do something. But you don't want... Goodness. They pokes like a knife. Feels like you're being poked with a knife. Now, the good thing is that apparently it doesn't transmit any kind of diseases and stuff. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, to get four or five bites of those, you're done. You're down for the count.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, but think about this. 20 times the size of a natural mosquito. I mean, who would have thunk that? Right? Who would have thought that? And it just helps us to recognize that, listen, you know, this is like kind of biblical proportion. You know? I mean, we've seen locusts already storm Egypt. Interesting. I think that happened before in the Bible. So much locust that they had to pull over. You got to see that on the torch. I mean, they're covered. They're huge. They were huge. Mm-hmm. Like little birds.
Yeah. Wow.
And now we're seeing these galley nippers. It's time for us to kind of like take notice. We talked about snails, large snails that were eating stucco.
Yeah.
eating houses, eating stuff. I mean, think about all these animals and what's happening. And could it get worse? Could it get worse?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we talked about on VFN radio how the earth has not opened once, twice, but we've recognized at least three times and have literally swallowed people. One person was went down 100 feet, his whole bed hadn't been found.
Right.
What is happening? About it. We saw another one on a golf course, I think it was in Illinois, where right around those four or five guys together and around one person just took them straight down. And that happened right after the one in Florida. And you had to think about what is happening, what is going on. You know, it's all part of, I believe, the perfect storm. Mm-hmm. And you missed it on John Paul Jackson. You want to look, search that on the torch and look for prophetic headlines and see this prophetic word, but it has all these components. Part of it is weather patterns and things that are happening in government, and is a multifaceted storm that's brewing and affecting different parts of the country. And it's all, listen, God's trying to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
These are the sign of the times. This is just the beginning. And God, what God wants us to do is just turn our hearts to Him. He wants us to recognize and say, a mosquito the size of a quarter. That's not human. That's not it's not human, but it was saying it's not natural is the word I was looking for. That's not natural. It's not normal.
Yeah.
And just as easy, they said, this thing didn't appear. We had no knowledge of this. They didn't have any knowledge of this. But right after a storm came, these galley nippers began to appear, which seems to say that, you know, what if another... We'll have future storms. What will those bring?
Yeah, exactly.
That we had no idea about.
Yeah.
Those snails were brought, by the way, from another, someone was visiting, and they brought them in their yard, and they released like hundreds of thousands of them. They were just all over the place, but someone brought them over.
From another country.
From another country, and they just started multiplying, and they just went nuts down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were being hurled in lawnmowers and it would be projectiles hurting people.
Wow.
I mean, it's serious stuff, man. Eating at your house. Listen, sign of the times. I think we just need to take inventory of this and say, God,
pay attention.
I'm going to pay attention. Yeah. If you're not living right for the Lord, this would be a really good time. You know, some of us have wrote our stories down. You can go to meetmyfather.org and find out, listen, what we came to God. We have a personal encounter with the Lord. And you can read some of our stories that encourage you, but you don't want to wait. Because if you wait, you'll be bait. I mean, it's too late.
Yeah.
The time, the day of salvation is today. Turn to Him while you still can.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation. And this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.